I am at peace with myself. I am at peace with myself. I am at peace with myself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am at peace with myself. And just what does that mean, to be at peace with myself? I can go around this world and I can observe all other people and see how they are acting, how they are living, how they are doing their thing. And then I look at myself and I say, how well am I doing? I'm a happy fellow. I'm a joyous person. I like everything in life and I am pleased with everything that goes on in my world. But are there moments when I feel uptight? Are there moments when I let stress overtake me and push my buttons? Are there times when I stick my nose into a condition that it has no right to be there? I think I do, perhaps all too often. When I'm sharing ideas with my friends, they ask me questions about how to do different things. I ask them questions how to do different things too, and so we mutually share. And I feel that I'm so superior that I must have their 100% attention while they're asking me questions. I feel so superior that I must have their 100% attention whenever anyone asks me a question, if they are sincere and they want to really know the answer. Now, is this my privilege? Is this my right? Is this who I am? Is this what my life is all about? When I am at peace with myself, I do not need to have 100% attention from anybody for any reason. I do not have to consider myself being a teacher. I do not have to consider myself being someone who tells other people how to accomplish goals. My life is designed to do one thing, to be at peace with myself, and to establish my own goals for myself. And while establishing these goals for myself, to realize that it's not my place to observe or make sure whether other people are properly being taught or properly listening or properly being aware of what I'm saying. Because when I do that, I am acting superior to the others. I am acting superior to myself. And what a stupid thing to do. Who likes a superior goose? I don't know if anyone does, especially not me. I don't like it when people act superior with me, when people act as though they have something that tells me that they're better than I am. I don't like that. So why should I think other people would like that from me? I have to be very careful with my life. I have to be very careful with my life that I always do what I think I should do for myself, and that is to be at peace with myself. Taking that deep breath and letting it all out more often than I realize is a very important and a very dynamic, a very vital thing to do, because it's so easy for me to get uptight with the world when I am stressed. It's so easy for me to get uptight with the world when I am being pushed by my own choices. I don't have to be pushed. I don't have to be stressed. I can just as easily as anyone else say to myself, I am at peace. I can say to myself, deep breath, Herb. Deep breath, deep. Now let it all out, let it all out. Do that 10 times, Herb. Do that 10 times, Herb. And when you do that 10 times, what happens? Well, when you do that 10 times, not one single thing that caused you any irritation or caused you any feeling of uptightness is there any longer. Poof! It's gone like a balloon off into the sky. It's no longer of any impression to you, to me, to anything. Totally free, totally at ease. When I teach myself every moment of my life to be peace, then my life is so wonderful because I do not distress anyone else and no one distresses me. When I say I am peace, I do not distress anyone else and no one distresses me. No matter how interesting a person may be, no matter how inconsiderate they may be, no matter how off on their own tangent they may be, that's none of my business. That's none of my business. I just love them and let them be. Now, I have to practice this. Oh, I have to practice this because I say I'm only human. No, I'm not. I'm only divine. And the more I realize that I am always acting only as divine, the more I feel at peace with my world, the more I feel peace in my world, the more I feel peace in myself, the more I feel that life is truly a wonderful, dynamic, fantastic experience. Last night I was instructing Ellen and Anita on using a special iTalk feature on the iPhone and how to use it with the iMac and the Mac Air and all these other Apple devices that we have. And as I was sharing these ideas, I know them so well because I have practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced them until I've got them down pretty well. And there's still little kinks that come up occasionally, but I've got them down pretty well. And as I was explaining, I was getting rather loud and getting rather strong and getting rather unkind in my remarks. And as I did that, my voice rose and I became louder and louder. And I thought to myself, my goodness sakes, I'm not happy here. I'm not happy with this at all. And it seems as though Anita and Ellen were not happy with it either, because they acted unhappy. Now, why is it that I, who know the rules so well, who know the principles so well, who attempt to live it every moment of my life, cannot even recognize whenever I'm raising my voice? And when I'm raising my voice, what I'm doing is I'm losing control of me. Not anything else, just me. I'm losing control of my own peace. I'm losing control of my own ideas of who I am. Am I a loud, boisterous person? Am I a person that has to shout and stamp my feet to get what I want out of the world? Oh, I hope to heaven I am not. Because if I am that, then I've missed the boat. If I am that, I should long ago have taken off on my next dimension, because I'm getting virtually nothing out of this dimension. If I allow this dimension to disturb me, to distress me, to make me uptight, to make me in any way other than the ideal being that I choose to be. And the ideal being that I choose to be demands of me that I am always at peace, that I'm always peaceful in my heart, in my voice, in my attitude. I'm always peaceful in everything that I do. And when I can say that about myself, when I can say that I am at peace, then I am at peace. Oh, I didn't wake up to this so easily all by myself. I made Ellen unhappy, and I made Anita unhappy. And Anita is one who likes to jump right on things right away and bring them back into balance. And that's really quite good. And so as I left the embassy to go to the Hermitage last night after we had our session together, Anita bounced up and walked along with me. And as she was walking along with me, she was saying, why is it that we sometimes get irritated, that we sometimes raise our voice, and that we sometimes do these things that doesn't make anybody happy, and it doesn't make me happy, she said. And at that instant, I realized, what a silly goose I am. I allowed myself to be irritated over something that was of no importance. And so I expressed my regrets for having done that to Anita, and I expressed my regrets for having done that to Ellen. And you know, the only one who was not distressed by what I was doing, the only one who was not distressed by what was going on there was my dog Rex. Because Rex just lay there peacefully. He says, I've seen you do this before, Dad. You'll get over it. You'll get your breath and you'll relax and you'll say, I am peace. I am peace. And you know, Dad, when you say, I am peace, then you are peace. When you say, I am peace, then you don't raise your voice. You don't get uptight. You don't get upset with what you have created in your world. You just become peace, and the world is peace, and all the things you do are peace. And as you live your life that way, Dad, Rex is always talking to me, as you live your life that way, then everything in your world and in my world and in every world is peace. Yes, join that peace now with me and say with 10 deep breaths, I am peace. And when you say that, really say it. Take those 10 deep breaths, not uptight, but just in peace. You'll find that all of life's extremities, all of life's adventures, all of life's attitudes of mind are peaceful, and you are in paradise. And that's where I am now. I am in paradise because I am peace. I am peace, and it is good, and it is very good. Say that for yourself today, and let that peace be with you forevermore. Because that's your reality. That's who you are. And that's all that matters. And that's all that ever will matter. And with me, say, I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me, 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 I like me. And you know, out of that I like me bubble comes, I love you. I love you. I love you. And out of the I love you bubble comes, I like you. I like you. I like you.